Now live from Studio 550, it's McGraw in the Morning on the Big 550 KTRS.
Time Magazine has just named its Person of the Year, but it's not a person, it's a category. The category is the protester. I guess that's their way to honor the people in the Arab Spring and in Occupy Wall Street and in various other places around the world who used free speech to stand up for what they believed in. I haven't read Kurt Anderson's cover story on that yet, but the protester, Time Magazine's Person of the Year. 7:52, I'm Paul Harris filling in for McGraw. There was a story on 60 Minutes last month about insider trading on Capitol Hill, which really shook some people up because not everybody realized that these legislators on Capitol Hill get all sorts of information in hearings and in behind-the-scenes discussions, information that they can then use to, yes, buy and sell stocks, bonds, etc., without being subject to Wall Street's laws. Well, Jonathan Macy wrote an op-ed about this for the Wall Street Journal that I thought was intriguing enough to invite him to talk about it here this morning. Dr. Macy is a law professor at Yale Law School and a member of the Hoover Institution Task Force on Property Rights. Good morning, Dr. Macy. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here.
Nice to have you on here. So ever since that aired on 60 Minutes on November 13th, has anything changed?
Yes, a lot has changed. That the statute to attempt to regulate insider trading by congressmen has been kicking around for years, and nobody paid attention to it. It only had a handful of sponsors. Now it has hundreds because the 60 Minutes story was sufficiently embarrassing that they were forced to at least pretend that they're thinking about doing something about this scandalous state of affairs.
Now, I've discussed many times on the air how Congress repeatedly passes laws that do not apply to Congress. And this is another example of that. This is the sort of insider trading that, if it were done by people at a Wall Street firm, would be white-collar crime, a major felony. But when it's done by people on Capitol Hill, there's no punishment for it whatsoever, correct?
Absolutely correct. That's where we are today. As we are having this conversation, in 6 minutes when the markets open, our Congress will be maybe attending a little bit to the nation's business, but also be on their computers engaging in trading on the basis of the information they get in the course of their employment as our elected officials.
Now, explain how they get that information that they can then act on.
I'll give you three really quick examples. Imagine that somebody, you know, you're on a committee, the Armed Services Committee, let's say, and the general comes in and says, we're giving a procurement defense contract to X company, you know, we're going to buy $80 million worth of whatever from them. Then the stock of this company is going to go up when that news is released, and they got this big order, but Congress can buy before the release of the news. Or imagine that you're getting a briefing by somebody from the FDA about some drug that's going to get approval or some change in the approval process. You can go out and trade on that information, even though it's not public, but it's highly material to certain pharmaceutical companies. Or imagine that you or one of your colleagues is proposing a bill that would, or, you know, drafting legislation that would provide big benefits or big costs to certain companies or sectors of the economy. You can trade on that.
Okay, so, and these are not necessarily even things that happen in public hearings. These are things that could go on in a senator or a congressperson's office. A lobbyist comes in.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we would be it'd take the fun out of it if it were public, because then anybody could get the information. It wouldn't be private anymore. You couldn't profit.
Okay, so the legislation that you say now has hundreds of co-sponsors. What a surprise. The spotlight is an amazing thing. It makes the cockroaches come out of run for the cabinets, and that's what they all did here. Where does the legislation stand, and more importantly, would it be effective?
Yeah, let me be very clear that I couldn't agree with your analogy more. So you've got the you've got the cockroaches running out, but they're not running out into the light. They're just running into another pantry in the cupboard.
Yeah,
where the light isn't shining at the moment, and the reason for that is that the bill, it does not this is the most important point. The bill does not extend the same rules that apply to the rest of us to Congress. What it does is create a new set of rules where, for example, a real officer, director, or a 10% shareholder, or a real insider, has to report their trades to the SEC. And that reporting of the trades is public and reported in the newspapers, whereas the congressional legislation says these guys have to report only to internally to the Secretary of the House or the Secretary of the Senate, who isn't going to investigate. He's just filing the information away. More importantly, it doesn't apply to all inside information that congressmen get. It doesn't even apply to most. It only applies to information about impending legislation. So wouldn't apply to my example about procurement contracts. It wouldn't apply to my example about, you know, regulatory action by the FDA. It would apply only, you know, to say, if somebody were to say, oh, we're about to pass this statute, so I'm going to go train, or introduce this statute to the public, and I'm going to go train on it. It would apply to that, but it wouldn't apply to, you know, the daily stuff that these, you know, that our elected representatives are obtaining in the course of their, quote, public service, end quote.
Why not force everyone elected to the Congress of the United States to put their investments into a blind trust? Would that work?
Well, you know, would it work? Yes and no. I mean, it would work. You know, that would not. Let me see how to put this. The law applies to new trades as well as old trades, right? So if a congressman has all their money in a blind trust and they get some good news, they can still go out and buy 500,000 shares. You'd have to combine the blind trust, in other words, with a no trading rule. You have to have some rule about trading that occurs when they're in Congress as opposed to just what they may have in the blind trust.
Yeah, that's a very good point. And last question. I've only got 30 seconds here. Is the law different for a congressional aide? For instance, if a congresswoman were to act on something, but her assistant, the legislative aide, did the same thing, would the law be different?
No.
Differently applied?
Right. No. It would just be the same to the aides if the information is congressional information. The idea is that these congressmen and their staffer don't owe the same fiduciary duty of confidentiality to Congress that, say, insiders owe to their law firms or their investment banks or their companies if they work for public companies. So it's just a different set of rules for the whole crowd.
Amazing. All right. Thank you, Doctor. I appreciate it very much.
Thanks for having me on the show. Have a great day.
You too. Dr. Jonathan Macy, law professor at Yale Law School, here on the McGraw in the Morning Show on the Big 550 KTRS. Let's check.